It's the anthem cry of every person on every weeknight, nearly every week of the year. Just what in the heck am I going to make for dinner? Well, you're not alone. I go through it too, but I found some helpful tips over the years that I'd like to pass on and hopefully ease some of that burden for you. I know you're going to hate this, but all of it involves a little advanced planning. Now, before we go any further, let me just state here and now that I have never been one to plan a menu a week in advance, make my grocery list, and buy everything I need for the week ahead with coupons. I'm just not that kind of Martha Stewart gal. Now, what I'm talking about is doing a little bit of work on the weekends so you don't have to think so much during the week. Let me explain. First off, if you do any sort of cooking for a household, roommates, family, whatever, and you do it on a regular basis, chances are good you have your favorite go-to recipes. These are the surefire crowd pleasers, and you make them a couple of times a month. There's absolutely nothing wrong with these recipes. In fact, I'd suggest you use it as your foundation. Think of as many as you can, type these up, print them out, and put them in a binder. This will act as your brain for times during the week when the job just seeps all of the creativity out of you. Second, adopt a technique that I like to call power cooking. You can do this with your kids, too. It can become a fun activity. Pick a weekend day or evening, maybe even Friday night, when you can spend a couple of hours roasting a chicken, braising a pork shoulder, or making a pot of stew, soup, or spaghetti sauce. Then use that meat or those soups as your meal throughout the week. For example, you can shred the chicken and make chicken enchiladas. Take the beef stew, add a layer of corn and mashed potatoes, and you've got instant shepherd's pie. Pork shoulder in a slow braise with some taco seasonings, onion, and tomato sauce will make for some lovely pulled pork sandwiches during the week. Pair them with a salad, and you've got all the work done already. How about challenging yourself to add a new recipe to your stable once a month? Remember our recipe binder? Yes. Well, the more you add to it, the more you'll have a selection of dishes to choose from. Every magazine you pick up has a section on meals and minutes, and they're specifically designed for you, my friend. Pick up Wednesday's Everett Herald, and you got a new recipe every week. Choose one of those for a month. Yes, you can do this, and give it a try. If you like it, write it up and put it in the binder. And take a cooking class. I teach basic recipes and basic techniques for the sole purpose of encouraging my students to reproduce those recipes at home. Thought is put into every menu I teach so that you can recreate them for your families and households. And remember to think seasonally. The beauty of preparing dishes that are seasonal is that you get some great variety in them. Pasta with meatballs and heavy red sauce is great for the wintertime, but how about pasta primavera? That's pasta with spring vegetables to the layperson. You're still having pasta for dinner, but it's a new twist on an old favorite. And finally, don't forget to get the kids involved. I was 10 when I began to take over making meals for the family. At first, I had a lot of help and supervision, but then I tried some of my own ideas. Some of them worked and some didn't, but my folks didn't care because I enjoyed it so much. And finally, they had a child who excitedly took on something they considered a chore at the end of a long day. Thankfully, my cooking improved, but I was happy to have the practice. Imagine what it would be like if your son and daughter fell in love with cooking and after a few short months of training from you began to take over this task for the entire family. Give it a try. At the very least, you'll have some fun family time. So there you have it. I hope these ideas help. Getting through the week is hard enough, but fortifying yourself with good food well made will get you through a lot more easily. A little advanced planning and you can do it. And remember to send in your cooking questions, and we'll be sure to answer them. Maybe you'll hear the answer to your question on the air. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola Cooking School. Tutti a Tavola, all to the table where you can get your PhD in delicious.